Hi, Sally Spillane. Welcome back to the Garden Show and Home. We are brought to you by Flower Power at the Ozone Plant Nursery and Resource Center for a Sustainable Lifestyle on Pitcher Lane in Red Hook and at theozonehv.com. Williams Lumber, the name you know and the name you trust, with 7 locations to service you, including Rhinebeck, Red Hook, Hudson, High Falls, and Pleasant Valley. WilliamsLumber.com, Four Winds Farm, NY. .com in Gardner, New York. They are doing their seed sale in May and also supporting us, Ward's Nursery Garden Center and Wild Bird Shop, helping gardeners grow in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, and at wardsnursery.com. It's a great time to get into the nurseries that are open. You can like buff up your tool stash, you can get seeds, you can, you can just like be there with other people.
Yeah, well, and even like you said with the seeds, get in now and get your seeds now. Start planning for what you're going to be having in your garden, what annuals you're going to be planting, what vegetables, that kind of stuff. We only get seeds one time a year. So once we're out of something, we're out of something, and that's it. It's pretty hard to get more. So if you know you want something specific, now's the time to come in and get it. You don't have to put it in and start planting right away, but at least you have your seeds and you're ready to go for when you do want to start. So.
And I find that one of the things that's happening every year is that everybody is coming up with really great things in 4-packs and 6-packs.
Yes. Yep.
I'm a huge fan of the Salvia coral nymph family. I think that is one of the best plants ever invented anywhere. Because by September, it's a shrub,
Right. Right. Yep.
And so, if there's something that you like, maybe give your favorite nursery a call and say, hey, are you getting this in or do I have to start it from seed?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Because even that, some of the availabilities on a lot of that stuff is starting to trickle in a little bit now. Within the next couple of weeks, we'll sort of know what most of the suppliers are going to be carrying or what they'll have. It's a little early yet to be, quite getting some of those availability lists, but soon they'll be coming and we'll know what you're going to have and what we won't. Yep.
Because plants are living things, and so are the people who grow them.
Oh, yeah.
So the
Yep.
expectation that it's like a can of applesauce
Right.
is unreasonable. So, I mean, we've all watched plants get more expensive,
Whew.
but we
Yes,
have
we have.
also watched energy costs getting really expensive. And I think that's what, and transportation costs. And I think that's what drives up those prices. So
The transportation, energy costs, because it costs a heck of a lot more. So I've owned Phantom now for, we're going on our 11th year officially owning it. And the cost to heat a greenhouse from when we started till now is astronomical. Like the difference is, it's at least, I bet you it's almost 50% more than when we bought the place 11 years ago. And labor costs, honestly, labor costs are huge, and you can't, you can't have a bunch of young, high school kids or somebody who's inexperienced planting plants and taking care of plants. It just doesn't work. You can't do that. So, your labor costs really dictate a lot of, they're a big driver for how much a plant costs. And I get that. There's a lot of factors that go into it. So, yeah.
yeah.
Yep.
I mean, no reason why plants should be cheap when nothing else is.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So, speaking of jobs, you and I have this conversation. I try and have this conversation with you once a year about now. It's a great life working outside.
Oh,
It's
yeah.
really good. And if you can make decent money,
Yep.
you can, if you are looking for a job, a seasonal job, and I'd say probably April to November.
End of October, right. In the first week of November. Yep.
And then you get like 3 months off, 4 months off. I mean, wow, how cool is that?
Yep.
But then you also get to work with plants and you get to learn more about plants.
Right.
I mean,
Yeah, I mean, I'm still learning plants, and I
oh,
have
we
a
all are.
degree in plants and
You know.
plant science, and I'm always reading plant tags when we're unloading trucks. Always. That was the best education I ever got, was unloading plants here and reading the plant tags. Better than 4 years of college and IDing plants and labs and walking around. Because there's, yes, that's a hydrangea. Which variety of hydrangea? When does it bloom? What kind of, there's so many different plants out there now and different varieties that you could never keep up. So for me, I'm always, every time I'm watering or unloading a truck, I'm reading the plant labels because that gives you the best bang for your buck.
Yep, when I first started gardening, I just thought the plant labels were there to be cute. And I just planted everything where I wanted to. And one of my friends said, "Yeah, your garden looks really, really good from your upstairs bedroom window." Because, and it did.
Nothing
It
is,
looked great. But,
that whole layering and all that, right? Oh, yeah.
it's like, yeah, there's a the plant tag will tell you how tall it's going to get. That was what I learned from plant tags.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
Well, and the conditions. Is it a, shade plant? Is it a sun lamp? Does it want it,
there's always that.
dry, or does it want it wet feet, or, all those things come into play. Yeah, that's very important when you're laying out a garden bed and designing stuff. Oh, yeah.
I talked to somebody the other day who said, "Oh, I'm a beginning gardener. I don't really know anything." And I said, "We're all, that's all of us."
Right. You're always learning. It doesn't matter if you've been doing it your whole life, and the environment around us is changing. You may not even realize it at your own house, but that tree that was only 8 foot tall when you bought the house, and now 10 years later is 20 foot tall, is throwing more shade. So an area that was sun at one point is now partial shade or shade. So that's going to change drastically what kind of plants are in that garden bed that's underneath it.
I am a that's another plant tag thing I love is I love seeing part sun, part shade. I know that, that's my thing, I'm part sun, part shade, and the rest is praying.
So anyway,
It's a good time to get potting soil, start stocking up on stuff.
We have all of our potting soil. We have a bunch of it is inside, so it's already defrosted. It's none of it's frozen. We've got pallets of that. We've got all that stuff already in stock. So everything there, start thinking about it. Start planning out your vegetable garden. It's a good time of year. You can't do anything much else anyway, so you might as well get it ready so you know what you're going to be doing.
Yeah, I mean that is for sure. Just and I heard through the grapevine that potting soils are trying to move away from peat.
Yes, very much so. Very much
And
so.
that the transition, which is a good thing because peat is an unsustainable addition
Correct.
that we use by I mean I you know Google how much potting soil does the United States use in a year, and you'll be just like, kid. It's going to be more expensive because people have to change the way they're producing it. So, and the compost scene will have to get easier to access, and but.
Coast of Maine, who we sell mainly, that's all the product we sell is from Coast of Maine. And they're very big into the sustainable side of things. They're not peat-free yet because it's really difficult to do. But they're really working to get that direction, to get peat-free. So it's one of those things that the problem that I have with some of the peat-free stuff that's coming out now, and everyone is saying the same thing, is it doesn't hold the moisture as well. The consistency is very different. Even just educating the public and getting them to understand that just because it doesn't look like potting soil, it doesn't mean that it's not potting soil. It's going to be a completely different look and feel than what they're used to seeing.
Is it
So
heavier?
it's it. Yes and no. It's almost chunkier. So they're going with more of like a bark-based stuff. It's nice. It's okay. I'm not Completely. So, I mean, look, I'm even me and being in the industry and understanding what they're going through, I'm even struggling with it, going, okay, this looks really odd to me. Like, the feel is completely different. Like, it's so different. So they're still messing with their whole recipe, if you will, on how it's going to
Yeah.
all, what material is going to be in there and the moisture content and how it holds the moisture and how fast it dries out. So they're trying to get as close to what they've got as they can without using peat, and they're getting there. I think within the next 2 to 3 years, you'll really see it take off.
But it's up to us to support that transition, I think.
Correct.
That's what I feel
Yes.
like. Okay, I'm going to pay more. I'm going to have a new learning curve.
Right.
But I also am going to sort of be helping the planet. And also, I use so much of my old potting soil anyway. I just dump it all on a tarp, add some compost, maybe add a new bag, a big bag of potting soil, and
Freshen it up a little, and away you
yeah.
go.
And I've been doing that for years, and as far as I can tell, I'm good. Okay, wait, Tony Capobo, we're done. Now you have to go back out and plow, and I'm sorry about that. I could talk to you forever. Yeah, get into the Phantom. They're open Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And also, if you are looking for maintenance for summer, give them a call, right?
If you're gonna looking for maintenance or any of the landscaping or hardscape, especially the hardscaping, any of that stuff, definitely get in touch with us sooner than later, because we are already starting to book up for the season. So,
Yeah. So yeah, I know that that's true of everyone. So, yeah, early bird gets the worm. Early
That's
worm
it.
gets the bird. Something gets something. So thank you so much, Tony.
Thank you for having me.
No, I always appreciate it. So we're out of here. Garden Show and Home brought to you by I Must Garden. All natural, pleasantly scented animal repellents available at select independent garden centers. More information at imustgarden.com. Catskill Native Nursery, gardening for a better environment on Sampsonville Road in Kerhonkson, and online at Catskill Native Nursery. And Wallkill View Farm Market, your farm market for all seasons. Route 299 West in New Paltz, Wallkill View Farm Market.com. We're out of here. So, yeah, it'll melt someday.